The Extreme Super Eddington NLS1 RxJ0134.2-4258.2. A weak line Seyfert linking to the weak line quasar, by Qichuan Jin et al. RxJ0134.2-4258 is one of the most Super Eddington narrow line Seyfert 1, NLS1, galaxies, on which we conducted a monitoring campaign from radio to X-rays. In this paper, we present a detailed analysis of its optical, UV spectra and broadband spectral energy distribution, SED. Our study shows that the preferred black hole mass of RxJ0134.2-4258 is MBH approximately 2×10^7 m sun, giving a mass accretion rate through the outer disk of Dotout approximately 20, assuming zero spin, compared to the observed luminosity ratio Elbel, LEDD approximately 6. This reduction in radiative efficiency is expected for Super Eddington flows, as power can be lost via advection and or disk winds. We find that the optical, UV lines of RxJ0134.2-4258 resemble those from weak-like quasars, WLQs, as it has notably weak CIV and NV emission lines. It also has drastic X-ray variability, again similar to that recently observed in some other WLQs. However, WLQs have systematically higher masses, is greater than or equal to 10^8 m sun, and lower Eddington ratios, Dotout approximately 1, than RxJ0134.2-4258. We compare instead to the most extreme NLS ones, with similarly large Dotout but smaller masses. These show similarly large reductions in radiative efficiency, but their UV lines are not similarly wind-dominated. We suggest a new category of weak line Seyfert, WLS, galaxies to describe sources like RxJ0134.2-4258, and interpret its, so far unique, properties in a model, where the lower disk temperature in the higher mass black holes leads to the UV line driving mechanism, which enhances the Super Eddington radiation pressure driven wind. This was the Extreme Super Eddington NLS1 RxJ0134.2-4258.2. A weak line Seyfert linking to the weak line quasar, by Qichuan Jin et al.